This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a forthcoming new law that relates to retirement.
Senate Bill 20 would allow active employee members on the board.
Senate Bill 20 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions Committee on February 1st, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 14th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 23rd, sent back to the Missouri Senate on May 2nd, sent to the executive branch on May 12th, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Mike Bernskettor of Jefferson City is the sponsor. The version of his measure heard in committee and first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate in February did one thing.
Active employee members on the Board of Trustees for the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System to continue their terms until June 30th of 2028. At that time, the terms will return to 4 years. This change is being made to allow the board members' terms to be staggered, helping to preserve the institutional knowledge of board members.
After going through the Missouri House of Representatives, Senate Bill 20 looked different by early May.
All of the provisions were in Senate Bill 75 that the senator from Livingston passed recently. The only new provision in there is the ESOP, income tax deduction, employee stock option plan, and all it does is repeal the sunset on the capital gains tax deduction for selling the employee stock option ownership plan. The only thing that's different from Senate Bill 75.
Senate Bill 20 makes changes to the state's sheriff's retirement system, St. Louis's police retirement system, both the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System, Speech Implementers Certification, the Public School Retirement System of Missouri, Public Education Employee Retirement System of Missouri, Kansas City Public Schools Retirement, and the State Judicial Plan. As you just heard Senator Bernskettor mention, aspects of Senate Bill 75 are also included in his proposal. This legislation also covers a number of retirement plans in our state. Its main focus is on teacher retirement and ways to get some retired teachers back into the classroom as a way to help with shortages of instructors throughout our state. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County is among the supporters of this bill.
So we have a bill that would allow retired educators and others in the educational system to come out of retirement and help fill with some of these critical areas. So it's not a long-term fix to our educator shortage, but I think it could help some of our school districts in the short term.
We will talk more about Senate Bill 75 in the weeks to come. Senate Bill 20, meanwhile, will become law on August 28th. The annual veto session is on the horizon. It is set to start on Wednesday, September 13th. By law, veto session can last no longer than 60 days. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.